As a Jew married to a Catholic, my fondness and reverence for Christmas includes but goes beyond recognition of its enormous religious significance. I view Christmas as a gift of all Christians to the world, a day dedicated to transcendent values like love, compassion, and charity, not merely as moral obligations, but as sources of joy. In 1905, Henry Van Dyke wrote a poem about keeping Christmas. Are you willing to forget what you have done for others and remember what others have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think about what you owe the world? To see your fellow men as real and to look behind their faces to their hearts? To close your book of complaints against the management of the universe and to look around for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness? Are you willing to stoop down and consider the needs and the desires of little children? To remember the weakness and the loneliness of people who are growing old? To stop asking how much your friends love you and ask yourself whether you love them enough? To try to understand what those who live in the same house with you really want without you waiting for them to tell you? To make a grave of your ugly thoughts and a garden of your kindly feelings with the gate open? Are you willing to believe that love is the strongest thing in the world, stronger than hate, stronger than evil, stronger than death? Are you willing to do all this even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas. And if you can keep it for a day, why not always? This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.